Along about 1965, the Vietnam War was ramping up, and there was recruitment. Navy needed people, so did you volunteer at that time?
In the Navy?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Not intentionally, I don't think I did. I just kind of made a real quick decision. My cousin, Larry Crittenden, asked me to take him to town to join the Navy, and he said, go with me. I said, I don't want to join the Navy. I said, I'm going to college. He said, well, take me to town. So I borrowed my mother's car. We went to town and went to the post office to the recruiter who was there, and he asked me if I wanted to join too, and I told him no. I said, I'm going to college. He said, I don't even want to talk to you then. I was always interested in being a heavy equipment operator. Listening to the recruiter, he's telling Larry, we'll send you to school, whatever you want to do. That caught my attention. I said, well, boy, that might be a good opportunity for me to go and learn some trades there. Then I got closer to the talking, and by the end of the conversation, he said, do you want to join? I said, I'd like to go to CB Construction Battalion School. He said, we'll send you to Construction Battalion School. All they wanted me to do was join, I guess, and so I joined, and I asked about the school when I got into the Navy and aboard the ship. They said, we're not sending you to no school for construction battalion. I said, oh, well, somebody told me differently. He said, well, that doesn't matter. He said, you're here now, they said.
Wow. So how long were you in?
I was in the Navy for 4 years.
Okay. You played basketball, though, too.
Played basketball for the ship's team. I used to see these people going off the ship carrying tennis shoes, and I was wondering where they go, because I was afraid to get off the ship. I was just a country boy, never been around big cities or anything. I seen all these ships and submarines and all that. I said, wow, this is kind of scary. When they would get off the ship, and one day if I got nerve to follow them, and I followed them to the gymnasium, I said, how do you get to play ball in there? He said, you got a quarter, get your shoes, socks, jock strap, shorts, t-shirt. I said, I got a quarter. So I slapped that quarter down and got my stuff and started shooting around. A couple of weeks later, I noticed that some of those other guys on the big court were playing. So I got the nerve to go inside and sit way up on the bleacher. The lieutenant looked up and saw me and said, don't you off the ship? I said, yes, sir. He said, come on down and play with this tryout. So I did. And he was a big guy. Of course, him being an officer and being an enlisted man, he was just kind of shoving me around and really roughing me up. I think this is not fair because he's an officer. He's just doing this. So he said, come on, do something. So anyway, I started pushing him back and everything, and he went up for a shot, and I crammed him. I stuffed him that way. And he looked at me and said, do that again. So he took the ball and then did it again. So I did it again. He said, let's go down here and sit. So we sat down, we talked, and I tried out for the team. And about 3 weeks later, I was captain of the basketball team.
That was the U.S. Navy team.
Later on, he told me, after playing several games, that was the second year, I think, he said, the U.S. Atlantic Fleet team's going to be scouting you tonight. Said, you better put on a good show. So I did, and then Atlantic Fleet asked me to come and try out with them. So I did, and I made the traveling team. There's some big boys on there, man. There's some big guys.
How tall are you?
6'2". There was one guy that's on there, 7-footer.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah. Do you watch basketball now? Are you interested in it today?
Not really. It's hard for me to sit around and watch TV. I'm always doing something. I like to watch OU play. That's
yeah.
About the only one.
By the way, in addition to basketball, you also played baseball, didn't you?
Yeah.
What did you play?
I played softball, really, instead of baseball. I was a fast pitch in softball. But I play anywhere. I could play anywhere. For a second, I didn't
right.
like that. But mainly, I was a pitcher. I tried out for the catcher. I didn't like it back there. So I played it before.
Yeah. I'm thinking the great athlete Jim Thorpe. What an example he led. And I interviewed his son for VoicesOfOklahoma.com.
Yeah. I'd heard of him. As a matter of fact, the eighth grade teacher used to talk about Jim Thorpe. Back then, I didn't know who Jim Thorpe was. And he'd say, well, I used to coach Jim Thorpe. Later on, I thought, oh, I wish I'd known about him.
Yeah.
I always thought I really liked it. His name was Coach Emmett McLemore.
Huh.
He's gone now, but he coached him. But as far as my being in athletics, I just played, you know, and I loved to hit the ball. I was a pitcher, and also I come up the bat. I was a cleanup batter.
Oh, wow.
Fourth batter. And they'd look at me and said, you're a pitcher, you're a cleanup batter? I said, no, you just watch.
We should bring back, you mentioned Ken Hayes. he recruited you at Bay Cone College. And we're all familiar with that name because then he was at Northeastern. He was at Oral Roberts University. So the town got to know Ken Hayes, and we really liked him. I just wanted to bring his name out again, that he actually recruited you in Bay Cone College.
Yeah.
You got a degree in education, bachelor's degree, didn't you, when you came back home? And where was that school?
After the military, I came back with the GI Bill. Back then, we got $149 a month, and I went to school at Northeastern State University, and I got a degree there.
You were hired by Southwestern State University in Weatherford to work for the Upward Bound program.
Yes.
Was that right out of college?
Yes, I was employed with the college and then recruited the native students, western part of Oklahoma. That was something I enjoyed doing very much, but I didn't like living out there. It's very different. I wanted to come back home to this area. We had borrowed a horse trailer to take a horse back to Weatherford one time. My ex-wife's uncle loaned us a trailer. We brought it back, and I stopped by the housing authority and say hi to one of my friends, and the director walks by. He looked at me and said, "What's your name?" I said, "Charlie Soap." He said, "Are you working?" I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Weatherford." He said, "What are you doing way out there?" I said, "I'm working." He said, "You need to be working for us." He said, "You go back there and put in your 2 weeks notice. Tell them you're going to go back home. I work for the housing authority." He said, "I want to hire you." Just like that. So I did. I went back and put my resignation in. It was funny because when the president of the college heard I was leaving, he called me into his office. Back then, I started out at salary as $10,000 when I first went to work there. And then when he heard I was leaving, he called me into his office and he slid a piece of paper across the desk. He said, "Would you stay for this?" $12,500. I said, "No." I said, "I'm going home." Mm-hmm. He said, "Would you take more?" I said, "No." I said, "I'm going home." I came back to housing authority and cut us up for $7,000. Instead of going up, I was dropped.
But then that was your first entry into working in community relations and working with people, wasn't
right.
it? And must have discovered that you had a gift for that, because that's what you ended up doing the rest of your life.
Right, yeah. To me, I didn't recognize that gift. I just worked, but I imagine other people did.
Well, not everybody could do that, you know. We don't all have that personality to be able to mix with everybody.